12.
At 10 o'clock, Mr. Ferguson entered our room. He was so different from the fine athlete I remembered. He was chubby, and his shoulders were bowed. He slowly moved to the chair and sat down. "Is your wife still near the children?" asked Holmes directly. He understood Mr. Ferguson was talking about himself in the letter. "No, she isn't. She's in her room with her maid, Dolores, who takes care of her," he replied. "Dolores was with her mistress before the marriage. She's a friend more than a servant. She takes the food to her." "So the child is in no immediate danger?" asked Holmes.
"Mrs. Mason, the nurse, swore she would not leave the child night and day," he answered.
"Well," said Holmes, "I think I may be of more use at Lamberley than here. It is a case of personal investigation. Of course, we'll stay at the inn."
"Good," exclaimed Mr. Ferguson with relief. "There's an excellent train at 2 from Victoria. That's excellent."
"But before we come," said Holmes, "there are one or two points upon which I wish to be very sure before I start my investigation. This poor lady has appeared to assault both your children, your little son, and her own baby."
"Yes, sir," said Mr. Ferguson sadly. "But the assaults took different forms, once with a stick and once with her hands."
"Did she give no explanation why she beat Jack?" asked Holmes.
"No, she didn't, except that she hated my son."
"She's probably jealous," answered Mr. Ferguson. "This is common among stepmothers." "But were they good friends in other moments?" interrupted Holmes.
"No, no, there was never any love between them. The boy was devoted to his mother, who died some years before I married my second wife, and he's incredibly devoted to me. My life is his life. He is absorbed in what I say or do," Mr. Ferguson said.
"That complicates the matter," replied Holmes. "Human nature is weak, Mr. Ferguson. Anyway, your case will be solved soon. See you at Victoria 2, then."